Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Many people working from home, students are struggling, of course, as we try and balance this crazy new world that we are living in. Joining us this morning is Janine Levine. She's an industrial psychologist, and we've asked her to have that conversation with us. Janine, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me.
So it's an incredibly difficult situation. On the one hand, people are thriving. Their productivity is high. They don't need to battle traffic. They are getting more work done. But are they being as creative as they should be? Are they managing with their kids? What are your observations as an industrial psychologist?
Well, I think, Howard, I think we have different levels of coping. So you'll find that some people are thriving, some people are struggling more. I think it comes down to when people are thriving, it comes down to whether they've created structure and routine in their lives and whether they're able to communicate compassionate boundaries. I think, you know, it is difficult navigating raising children, schooling them at home, and working from home. And I think a lot of people are experiencing that. Our teams, our organizations sometimes don't understand that we are juggling more than one ball in the air, and that it creates conflict. So yes, some people are thriving and some people are struggling. Some people are finding it very difficult.
Did you use the word compassionate boundaries?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Compassionate boundaries is about being able to say no in a kind way. So a lot of what I've experienced is, for example, I'll give an example, organizations or, you know, your managers or your teams or your superiors or your colleagues are now sort of pushing the boundaries in terms of, well, I can contact you any time of day because, well, we're all at home and you're at your computer or your computer's nearby that you can access it and we can quickly deal with this issue that's arisen at work. Compassionate boundaries is about saying, you know, whilst I acknowledge, you know, the need to sort this out quickly and I appreciate you and I want to support you in any way I can, now isn't a great time for me because I have family responsibilities. So it's about setting boundaries and being nice about it, but being consistent as well. So often I have found people have come to me and said that they're having the conflict of, well, managers are phoning them at night or early in the morning and they're busy with their families. What do they do in that situation? And that is a conversation. And it's important to be clear on what your schedule looks like and when it is feasible to deal with work-related issues and when it's not. We've lost that, sense of a working day, you know, because we're all sitting at home and working from home. We've lost that working day. We need to bring it back.
Yeah, it kind of works both ways as well. An observation that I've made, and this is unfortunately part of the problem, is whereas, of course, what you're saying makes perfect sense, what I've observed in a couple of the environments that I'm involved in is that there's a tremendous understanding from the organization of saying, you know what, we get it, that your kids are home, so if you need to help them between 10 and 12, that's cool. You'll just make up the time later or whenever it would be. But what that does, the flip side of that, as understanding and as positive as that is from the organization's perspective, what that does is creates this environment that, well, this person then makes it up at 8 o'clock at night or whenever that would be. So those boundaries are blurred even further.
Yes, and that's very true. That is happening. And whilst a said employee is dealing with their children between, you know, 8 and 12, and picking up their work at 8 o'clock at night, they're, you know, shooting off emails and phone calls at that time. And employees who have managed to have more structure and are managing to, you know, get their work done during office hours, those people are not appreciating those calls at 8 o'clock at night when that person's picked up their work. So I think it is a balance, but I think it's all about communication. It's all about clear communication that whilst I have at home a different schedule to you, I need to respect you know, your schedule. And I think it's about communicating. I think teams need to clearly articulate what is, you know, what is expected, and to respect each other, which, yes, is to a certain extent happening in organizations.
Yeah, I think, well, as you say, the communication is the most important aspect, because if you can have that conversation, which is not always easy, and it's not always easy for employees in more of the traditional type of an environment where they might not have a comfortable relationship, let's say, with their line manager or whomever it would be, but now they're forced to. And more than that is we're sitting on these Zoom calls or team meetings, and dogs are running past, and hardy dogs are busy in the garden, and the vacuum cleaners and this and going in the background, and a kid is nagging for your attention. So almost without us even intending to, we've actually humanized each other, which I happen to like. I keep thinking of that BBC interview of a couple of years ago that went completely viral, because this guy was being interviewed on TV when his kid or kids ran into the room. And it was so different and unusual for us. Now, I don't even think that would be, we would look twice, because we're all used to seeing other people's children and pets, which I happen to enjoy.
Yes, I mean, I love that video. I often think of it too. It was pre-COVID, and we all were quite a little bit shocked, you know, that he was doing an interview at home and his kids ran in. And it was such a heartwarming to see that a father was, you know, at home with his children. Now it's commonplace. I mean, I've had my dog incessantly barking in the background. I've had my kids running into Zoom meetings, even though I bribed them with Smarties to keep quiet. You know, it's, we're all learning, and yes, these things happen, and we need to exercise compassion with each other. And I think the world has changed. If I look at organizations working in corporate for years, there wasn't really a work from home scenario. It was always a, you go to work, your basic hours were 8 to 5. And now we are making inroads to having more flexible solutions. And that is easier for women who do have childcare responsibilities. So, you know, this has had a positive effect on the structure of the workday and how organizations are looking at work. People can be productive at home. And once they achieve that routine and the structure, they're finding that it's as good as going into work.
What do we do about all of these Teams or Zoom meetings, literally one after the other? I've heard people saying that it just doesn't stop. From the moment they start working until the end of the day, they are in front of that computer in meetings, trying to answer emails and trying to manage everything else.
I think there has become, you know, there's people have crossed over. You know, you used to see your colleagues at work. You used to be able to go into meetings. And I remember, you know, I remember a lot of people saying to me, well, we did a lot of meetings at work anyway. So popping into meetings was actually commonplace. But now we are sitting in front of a computer. And, you know, it is quite difficult. I think, again, we come back to communication. And I think it's important to prioritize what are the important meetings, which ones do we need to, you know, to be on Zoom for, and which ones can we have a dialogue WhatsApp or another.
I think the question to ask,
we always have to be in front of each other.
Yeah. So what we try to do in an organization is ask the question, could this have been an email? And if it could have been an email, well, then don't subject everybody to that meeting. And then question who needs to be at that meeting. Does everybody, because it's just easy to click their name on an invite, do they actually need to be there, or can you update them later? And I think these are the things. The other suggestion, or the other idea that we had, that we've been trying for the last 3 months now, and it's working brilliantly, is we have productivity or creative time. Because what we find is people are productive, but not necessarily creative. So twice a week, on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., you don't schedule internal meetings. If there's an external one with a client, it's a different story. But between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., we don't book meetings, and during that time, or for 2 days a week, and during that time, people can be creative, they can work on stuff that they just haven't had the time to work on. And we found that to be quite useful.
Yes, it allows employees to be proactive on projects instead of reactive. Because if you're constantly having meetings, people are reactive. What they're doing is reacting to what's going on in the meeting and trying to drive solutions. People don't actually have the time to think of a creative solution. So giving them that time is a great idea.
Mm, mm. Do you think that this is here to stay in a post-COVID world?
Yes, to a certain extent, I do think so. I think in South Africa, we are going to be navigating this pandemic a little longer. Despite us navigating already 18 months and thinking that we'd be, you know, sort of over this pandemic, I think, yes, we will be navigating it longer. And I think that's why it's important that, you know, we learn techniques, relaxation techniques, we learn ways to cope. And one of the areas that I'm passionate about is helping people learn different strategies to cope and to deal with the stress and the conflict of the work-family dynamic. Because I think that even after COVID, once we, you know, get back to some semblance of normal life, there will be aspects of a work-from-home scenario. And so we do need to learn these coping techniques. We do need to learn strategies.
Mm.
Because I think our world of work has changed, and it's going to be, to some extent, there are going to be aspects of it that it's going to be permanent change.
Absolutely. That's where we do leave it. Janine Levine, industrial psychologist and owner of WEPM, an organizational psychology consultancy.